Hi, I'm Mark Valley. Welcome to the BerlinBrigade.com podcast with your host, David Guerra.
Thank you, Mark Valley. Thanks. Welcome to the 77th episode of the BerlinBrigade.com podcast. I am your host, David Guerra. Oops, what was that? Former member of 3rd Platoon A Company, 6th Battalion, 502nd Infantry, Berlin Brigade, United States Army. Welcome. This is the second episode of 2017, and with President's Day weekend here, and happy President's Day, or as we used to say in the former American sector of Berlin, Wo ist die Bahnhof?
Einsteigen, bitte.
All right, well, let's get underway. Real simple episode today, or this time, and we're going to cover some life in and around Berlin. Did you know that right now, well, pretty much the next couple of days, I'm recording this on the 17th, the International Filmfestspiele Berlin is well underway. Yes, the world-famous Berlinale for 2017 began on Thursday, February 9th, and is scheduled to end on Sunday, February 19th. 10 days of fun, of movies, and awesome. The Berlin International Film Festival, or Berlinale, was founded in West Berlin in 1951, and Alfred Hitchcock's Rebecca opened the first Berlinale. Although the film had premiered in 1940, many Germans had been unable to watch it until the end, until after the war ended. See, and, well, you know, it's kind of hard to see movies when you're in a war situation, war status. And, but it was scheduled here and there throughout the years. But in 1978, starting in 1978, the festival has been celebrated annually in February. And on average, with about 300,000 tickets sold and about 500,000 admissions, it is considered the largest publicly attended film festival worldwide based on actual attendance rate. See, up to about 400 films are shown in several sections, representing a comprehensive array of the cinematic world. Around 20 films compete for the top awards called the Golden and Silver Bears. And since 2001, the director of the festival has been Dieter Koslich. The Golden Bear, or Goldener Bar, is the highest price awarded for the best film at the Berlin International Film Festival. The Golden Bear also goes, well, to the Best Motion Picture and Best Short Film, and that started in 1956, and Lifetime Achievement, or the Honorary Golden Bear, that began in 1982 and has been awarded annually. While the Silver Bear was introduced in 1956 as an award for individual achievements in direction and acting, and for Best Short Film. Now, in 1965, a special film award for the runner-up to the Golden Bear was introduced. Although its official name is the Special Jury Prize, from 1965 to 1999, and then it's been the Jury Grand Prix since 2000, and it is commonly known now as the Silver Bear, just like the awards for the individual achievements. As it is regarded as a second place award to the Golden Bear, so, you know, somebody else goes home with something, which is pretty cool. But heck, just to be mentioned, I guess is, well, like they say, it is an honor. Now, here's some facts of the Berlinale, and this is for last year because 2017's, well, it's not over, it's still going on, so it's not done. But for 2016, there were over 335,000 tickets to the Berlinale that were sold. There are about 3,800 members of the press from 85 different countries. Wow, 85 different countries. Now, like I said, while the final stats for this year are not yet available, I can tell you there were over 20 motion pictures in the running for the Golden Bear in the Best Motion Picture category, of which the movie Logan, you know, from the X-Men fame, that's in there, and the sequel to the ever-popular 1996 film Trainspotting. Did you ever see that movie? That was weird movie. T2's Trainspotting, that's what it's called. And it brings back the old crew, including Evan McGregor, or Ewan McGregor, but it's just depends on how you pronounce it and where you're at. But Evan McGregor, remember him from Star Wars? He was a young Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now, there's even an animated film in the competition for Best Motion Picture. It's pretty interesting. So they kind of run the gamut. Now, so why all this talk about the Berlin International Film Festival? Well, it was founded in 1951. The Berlinale was one of the first cultural events that advanced Berlin's return to the world stage after World War II, and the subsequent attempts by the Soviet Union to break West Berlin and bring it into its fold, into the fold of communism in East Europe. So the Berlinale could not have been the force that it had become had it not been directly due to the dedication the United States, the United Kingdom, and the French Republic had towards West Berlin and its citizens. That's right. Because of the dedication and commitment of the Berlin British Brigade, the French forces in Berlin, and the United States Army Berlin Brigade, the Berlin Wall, well, it would not be the world-class event that it is today. Yeah, I mean, seriously, you would think that the members of the Western Allies that served in West Berlin would get like a lifetime pass to the Berlin Wall, or at least one free movie or something. But it got me thinking. I might just have to ask the next time I'm in Berlin. I mean, it's the least they could do, don't you think? Now, I'm going to post some links to the Berlin Wall on the show notes on the BerlinBrigade.com website. So, you know, BerlinBrigade.com/podcast/77, or episode 77. You'll see the links. It's there. And it should be interesting. I hope you like it. And follow them throughout the year. They've got other stuff. Even though it's just now coming to an end, they've got stuff they're already prepping for next year's 2018. It's going to be awesome. So, you know, follow along. And like I said, all those links will be there. Now, let's move on to a little closer home to the website and what's going on the website. But before I go any further, I want to take a moment to thank Gregory for his donation to help keep the website up and running. Thank you. It is greatly appreciated, and it will go a long way. I thank you very much. I do appreciate it, and ultimately everybody else does. They'll see it too. Now, thank you again. Now, a note for those of you wanting to access the registry. Starting this President's Day weekend, the registry will undergo the next password change. Folks, there's three places you can find the password. I'm not hiding it from anybody. But you got to do your homework. The new password will always be posted on the BerlinBrigade.com homepage, and is always at the top and bottom of the registry homepage. It's the one that has all the links to all the units. At the very top and at the very bottom, you're going to see the password. It'll be there. I promise you. If you don't see it, or you see the old one, you might need to refresh your browser. And it'll be there. But sometime over the weekend, it'll go up. Check our Twitter. It'll be there. I'll let y'all know when it's been changed. So I'll post it up on Twitter. I'll post it up on our Facebook page. And go from there. But again, I do appreciate your patience. I do appreciate your understanding as to why we need to have this. It's slowed down. It's slowed down. Not saying that people aren't going to pages and just sitting there. But, again, it has slowed down, so I do appreciate you. Now, let's see. Hey, did you also check out the new addition to the Berlin Brigade Veterans Business Directory? It's a new company. New company on there. Major Impressions. You might have seen them here and there on the Facebook site, but for the most part, it is brand new to our site. So check it out. And folks, seriously, if you know someone that is a Berlin Brigade veteran and has a business, please let them know and ask them and beg them to join the Berlin Brigade Veterans Business Directory. It doesn't cost anything. It's absolutely free. There's nothing, but I guarantee you this week, I guarantee you this much. Starting just after this weekend, I will begin a heavy promotion rotation on the Berlin Brigade Twitter, on the Berlin Brigade Instagram, and Facebook accounts, as well as the website, this podcast, any tweets, just anything that I put out there. And I'm going to heavily promote everybody that has signed up to the directory. I mean, it's the least that I can do for having them, you know, share their information with us. So guess what? Be on the lookout for that. That is why Berlin Brigade veterans, it is imperative that you get listed on the directory ASAP. Now, for those of you that have a comparable business like the one already, like anyone that's already listed on the directory, and you want to sell to Berlin Brigade veterans, please know and understand that if you're going to go through me or any of our sites or any of our pages, the priority will always go to the members that are members of the Berlin Brigade Veterans Business Directory. It's just that simple. It really is. You know, somebody else takes the time to join the directory. Why am I not going to promote them? Why am I going to put somebody else who refuses to join, or heck, even refuses to answer an email as to why they haven't joined the directory if they are Berlin Brigade veterans? So again, folks, if you know somebody that has a business and is a Berlin Brigade veteran, ask them, beg them, tell them it's free. Join the business directory. That's what it's for. Because we want to turn to you first before we want to turn to anybody else. That's the expectation. And that's what I'm going to start doing. So again, if you served with the Berlin Brigade and you want to sell to Berlin Brigade veterans, then please sign up. It's free. It's simple. It's easy. It doesn't hurt. And you'll see. You'll see. I'm going to, like I said, I'm going to put my money where my mouth is. I'm going to make the words turn into actions. And I'm going to start delivering on that. And we're going to start promoting these veterans that have joined the directory, because they will take priority over anybody else who is not a member of the directory. So thank you for those of you that have joined. I do appreciate your patience. Now's the time to make things happen. And we're going to make things happen. Wow. What else was I going to say? Look, something just came up. This is real late in the recording process. I'd already written up what I wanted to talk about, and I don't have any more information other than what I'm about to tell you. Folks, start getting your thinking caps on. If you have ever wanted to reconnect with somebody in Berlin, or somebody that you just made a buddy that you're no longer associated with, they're not on the BerlinBrigade.com website, they're not on the registry, and you want to reconnect with somebody like that, or some old friends that you made there in Berlin, some Berliners, whomever, get your thinking caps on. Start thinking about that, because something pretty cool is coming down the line. It's coming down real soon. But like I said, I don't have all the I's dotted and the T's crossed, but I do know it's coming because I've already communicated with somebody. So something's already going to happen. So be on the lookout. Be prepared, because when I put it out there, it's going to be fast. And I anticipate it's going to fill up real fast. So, start thinking about who you might want to reconnect with if you have not already reconnected with somebody. I already have my idea. So, again, have yours. I'm sharing it with you. Get your thinking caps on between now and sometime mid next week. Sometime around, one moment, let me look at the calendar. Sometime around the 22nd to the end of the month, between the 22nd and 28th of February, be on the lookout for something pretty cool to pop up. But in the meantime, get your thinking caps on if you have somebody you'd like to reconnect with. And it might not even be that somebody in Berlin, but you never know. Well, listen, folks, it's time to wrap up this podcast relatively quick. I do appreciate you taking the time to listen, taking the time to download this podcast. And most of all, I thank you for your time. I really do appreciate it. Thank you for listening to episode 77. As always, I ask you to join and follow BerlinBrigade.com, not only on our Facebook page, but also on our Instagram page and our Twitter page, our Twitter feed at Berlin Brigade, all one word. We got some pretty cool stuff going on. Got some traffic reports coming in, and so those should be pretty cool. Let me know when you start following, though. If you follow us on Instagram or you start following us on Twitter, let me know. Let's have some fun out there. That's really what it's all about. It's just having some fun. Nothing serious. Just some good times, good memories, and let's have some fun. Well, listen, again, I thank you for your continued support. Gregory, thank you very much. And everyone else that has supported BerlinBrigade.com, I thank you. I thank you for listening. Dankeschön. Auf Wiedersehen. Tschüss.
The BerlinBrigade.com podcast is a David Guerra presentation.
Endstation. Bitte alle aussteigen.